Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for just letting us be here to see another day, Lord. Lord, you didn't have to give us this privilege, Lord, but you were so gracious and so kind to give us one more day. So, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. Give me the permission to teach your word that somebody may be helped, including Sam Ward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. All right, a subject of a lesson is a new affection. A new affection. Affection kind of brings to me like caring about somebody or love for somebody. Am I right, David? Affection. Even people got affection for their pets. It's just a love affair between one and another. Am I right or wrong? Well, let me sum this up. If you are saved, you are born again, you ought to want to love one another. When we become saved, he said, we ought to want to love our brethren. Now, am I right or wrong? That means everybody. Now, let me get this straight right now. I ain't got to like you. David, I ain't got to like you. Because some of us got some bad disposition. Don't want to speak to you, looking at you funny and everything. I ain't got to like you, but I got to love you. Am I right or wrong? And my love ought to be so concerned and so strong that when I see you, I flourish. When I meet you, I'm talking about brothers and sisters in Christ. When I see you, I ought to say, I'm glad to see you. I've been thinking about you. And also, I'm praying for you. Ooh, Lord, that's what we're going to find in this lesson right now about Paul. Paul was establishing churches. Not churches. That's what, I like old Paul. I like old Paul. And the reason I like old Paul, brother, because my ex-pastor told me when God come into your life, he does not change your personality. He used that same personality to do his work. Paul was adamant about killing Christians when he was Saul. Am I right or wrong? And then when he came over and met God at Damascus Road, he changed, and Paul became adamant about saving Christians. Same personality. So anyway, this man was a concerned man. And I see in his life, I don't know like y'all do about Paul and all these characters, but I see in Paul's life, he was sold out for Christ. Because it looked like, David, it looked like he put himself aside and he was concerned about others. And you know what I mean? I said that though, Dick? Because if I'm in jail, for false pretense. I'm in shackles and I'm over there. I got a problem myself. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to be thinking about you. I'm going to tell you the truth, though, David. I'm going to be over in the corner somewhere. I'm going to wonder why I'm here. Wonder why what they're doing to me and all my problems right here. But through his problem, through his dilemma, he was thinking about others, David. You know what that suggests to me, though, D? In my Christian life, in my Christian walk, I ought to be concerned about getting myself better, improving my life, but I ought to be concerned about others too. And I ought to want to help others that maybe fall short. You know what? If we be more loving in our Christian walk, it would eliminate a lot of these phone calls. And about child this and child that. And I'm talking about, did you hear old Brother Ward? He up there stumbling and spinning. Man, look at, and you know what you ought to do? Help Brother Ward. Get off the phone talking about me, but get on your knees and pray about me. Am I right or wrong? Oh, Lord, I know I'm right about it today. I really know I read it, because we got to step it up a notch in our Christian walk. We got to step it up in a notch and be more like Paul. Paul was concerned about these people that he had trained. Your kids, let me start off with this. Your children in your household till they're 18 years old. Most time, you know what I mean? Them boogers don't want to get out now. You know, they want to stay 18, 35, and 40 and all that then. But anyway, then you're out till you're 18 years old. All right, you didn't put everything that you knew and ability into that particular kid to help them to have a matured life as they leave you. But when you leave them, your hands are off them. You can't control them. You can't. You don't know when they're coming in at night. You don't know what kind of car they wear. You don't know the company they keep them. So what's the best thing you can do for them? Oh, Lord. That's a dilemma Paul was in. Paul was somewhat else. He wanted the enemy didn't want him to go. So he sent somebody because he loved him. Let me see. Most of y'all married, but do y'all remember y'all first love? You know when y'all when y'all were so infatuated with Joe Blow or Susie Doo? And if they weren't in your company, and if they weren't in your company right there, oh, you still were thinking about them. Am I right or wrong? I mean, Lord have mercy. She's my, the brother told me don't be careful what I said. But anyway, my kid's mother, this go hand in hand. I can say this. I met her and she's like a Creole lady, you know, she got pretty eyes and all that. And then I was a fat, black, ugly dude like me. I said, you mean tell me I'm gonna make company with this pretty lady right here? When I would be away from her, I couldn't even get my mind off her. One day I was eating eggs and I saw her in the eggs. I ain't gonna lie, I fell in love with that woman. And then the modern story, 3 kids later. You know what I mean? I'm talking about them married. Yeah. But Paul had that love for one another. Paul was concerned about who he had trained and the work he had put in those people. And he found out they were doing good. Oh, ain't it good to know, David, like you told me about your boy. Your boy, you gave me a good report about that boy about a few weeks ago. Ain't it good to know after your training, after what you have did everything you could, you call back and they're doing good. Don't that make it feel good though, D? Am I right or wrong? But you do know this. Oh, Lord. I got a lot to tell you today. Paul knew that wasn't the end of the story. That adversary, David, when he or she see you, and they see you as the same person smiling, you better worry. They're gonna start picking on you. They don't wanna see you doing God's work. And that's when they get after you. Am I right or wrong? Quit telling people when we're trying to bring them into Christ. Oh, Lord, if you get up and say, you know, all your problems gonna be, no. I'm sorry. You ain't got to worry about nothing because you saved now right there. That's when they're going to get worse. And also, though, Dick, that's when we got to start praying. I always say it. Well, you know, I'm filibustering now, but I'm talking on the lesson. I always say it, that prayer is the best tool, T-O-O-L-S, tool that a Christian can use. And we use that at the last resort. I'm right or wrong though, David? Prayer can do stuff that, David, you can't do. You can't be in New York with that boy, but you sure can send a let him talk a little bit. Can I'm right or wrong? Hey, David. I want David to read prior to the reason Paul couldn't come. 1 Thessalonians. The second chapter, 17 to 19. 17 to 20. That's when he couldn't come. He was, you know, in jail. That's right. Come on, come on.
So he says, but we, brethren, have been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor more eagerly to see your face with great desire.
Ain't that good? Ain't that good? Ain't that good, Deke? He letting them know, hey, man, I can't be with y'all. I really want to be with y'all, but my heart is there. I like that. My heart is there. Don't you know, you can't be with that boy in New York, but your heart is there, though, David. Yeah, it's just like y'all FaceTiming each other. I think, don't they, is that what you call it? All right, come on, I ain't going to interrupt you. You see what I'm talking about? I told you, 06. You trying to do good? Satan wanna. It's just like a running back, man. I'm right or wrong. A running back with all them blockers and everything, I don't care what it is. Some of them big defensive linemen can give me a treat because he won't attack them. Don't want no touchdown. Satan don't want no progress in the Christian life. Ooh, Lord, ain't that right, David? Come on, I'm with you.
For what is our hope for joy or crown of rejoicing? It is not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming. For you are our glory and joy.
Oh, man. Hey, Kia, you know what, though? When we talking to, I guess, just God, just starting believers, our believers, period. We ought to kind of let them really, really know we care about you. We ought to let them know that you're part of resurrection. Am I right or wrong? When they come in there, we ought to put our arms on them, because everybody got trials and tribulations that they go through on a daily basis, and they need somebody's shoulder to cry on. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I believe that with all of my heart. This comes from Sam Ford. I know God got my back. I know God, I need to go to God for all of my problems. But I do know that he put people in your life where you can go say, hey, look in, this is where I feel. And then you want them to say, well, at least listen to you. Am I right or wrong? I mean, you know, can't nobody solve your problem. He's smart as David is, he can't. He falls short, starts stumbling. I tell him all the problem I got, he probably go crazy. All right, thank you, Mr. Dean. All right. Absence make the heart grow fonder. So said the old adage. In other words, when we are apart, these we love, our affection to them grow stronger. Usually, if it's real love, it will go stronger. If I'm not with my son, And I'm, you know, I always talk about my son. I got a daughter too, so, but anyway. My son, ooh, I'm crazy. When I see my son, ooh, Lord, it's just like a piece of apple pie. I'm excited about being with them boogers. I ain't seen them all week long, but we can kick it, we can talk. It ain't about nothing, but they just glad to be by Big Sam. That's my love. When I see you, David, can I tell y'all something? Can I tell y'all something right now, because I'm old now and I forget. When they gave me this opportunity to come over here one time a month, don't y'all know that I'm excited about coming? I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know. I ain't got all that there, but y'all are part of me. I mean, I always ask you all to pray for me. Because let me tell you, a single old man with my tendencies, they are hard. And I know the devil want to trip me. He don't want me to do, but you know what? I am determined, because I love God, to do his will. All that other mess is all over with. Paul put his life on the hold for the kingdom than he did. I didn't see him doing nothing negative. All I saw him doing something positive. Now, we're not perfect people, but we ought to be loving people. And that's what I want to get over this morning. Kim, we need to be loving people. Quit talking about so-and-so. Pray for him. Lord, have mercy. And then all them adjectives and verbs y'all use about me, man, I could use some more stuff about y'all, too. But you know what I mean? Ain't that right? That my friend right there. All right, come Kim, read the 1 Thessalonians 3:1-5. Please, will you stand up and read it? Yeah, chapter, right in the press, what's it called? Yeah, right in the book, yeah. Huh? No, 1-5. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right there. Yeah. He was just apologizing. He was just letting them know, though, Deke, hey, man, look here. I ain't left y'all by yourself. I mean, I'm sorry. Because of circumstances, I can't be in your presence. Ooh, didn't I use that right? I can't be there. But you know what? I'm not going to leave you by yourself. All right, come on, Miss Kim. You're going to see this in the thing. Yeah. He gonna send Timothy to strengthen their faith. That when he says establish you, he meant I'm gonna have to strengthen your faith and comfort you by your concern, simply because he know what they are and was gonna encounter. Am I right or wrong? Because he was. He know that a saved person got to encounter conflict. Man, don't get mad and don't get no headache though, Al, when somebody cuss you out because you're doing the will of God. When somebody talk nasty to you or tell a lie on you. So what? If you doing God's will, he gonna take care of you. Paul is telling them, I can't be with you, Kim. I'm sorry I want to be with you and everything, but I'm going to send somebody. Now, that's good because he was concerned. He had taught them, and he was concerned about how they are faring. Are y'all still doing the good work that I taught you? Are y'all still loving each other like I taught you? That's all he wanted to see. Am I right, Kim? That's what he was saying. I want to see how you're doing. Now, look here, what's wrong with calling me up at the barbershop and saying, Brother Ward, I don't want nothing, but I just want to see if you're doing all right. You're going to be ready to be here for the second time. And David, you ought to do that sometime. All right, come on. Hey, look here, didn't I tell you? Y'all thought I was lying, didn't you? He told them, I told you, see, Paul had prepared those people. He had told them people what they were gonna go through. And he said, all he was saying, he was just rehearsing it. I just wanna see how y'all handling the tribulation y'all going through, the problems that y'all going through, the naysayers that y'all going through, and then also the he was concerned, I'm gonna get on down there later, about the people in that area that smooth talk them people. David, you didn't know I know that. You know, hey, people don't have to touch you. People don't have to put their hands on you. They can use good words, object from the word of God to try to sway you away from that. Don't you know that? Even you're a deacon. Don't you know that it ain't just all, oh, Lord have mercy. We got the word. He told them, I am concerned about it because I know y'all gonna go through tribulations. Just like I am in that. because I'm not allowed to go. Am I right or wrong? All right, come on. That, didn't I tell you? Hey, O6, didn't I tell you? I was concerned, Carol. I was concerned because I know when just like your daughter or your son go out to college or something, man, that's a mess what they encounter. Don't never believe that because you had that little pretty little old girl, she wore some high heels every once in a while and all that old stuff. Then when she leave there, she dog meat for the world. Am I right or wrong? Unless she can be rooted and grounded and she can be prayed up at all the time. I say not she, but he too. Because I know my young boy, he got off the chain when he went up to Tuskegee. I do know that. I saw that. But I still loved him and I still put every inch that I could in him. I was up there all the time. I was broke, but I was up there all the time. My money was up there all the time. And the booger failed when he supposed to pass the last year being stupid. And that pretty odd woman that I told you about, we went and said, booger, you gonna finish this school. You embarrassed us already. We sent out an invitation. You ain't even gonna graduate, but you gonna, and he had to go back to that same teacher that failed him. And she, you know what she told him again? Mr. Ward, you know what I am expecting. He talked about her, but that woman still had her job at Tuskegee. He was the fool. But now, let me tell you the good story. The boy got a degree, so don't think my boy done, David. Cause I know you looking, you say, oh yeah, brother Ward, but no, that boy's smart. Let me tell you something. David, you know what I found out? Hey, Dick, you know what I found out? You can't be a Christian by yourself. Now, do you want me, hey, Dave, do you want me to explain that? We need a village. Elvin and Gonzalez, man, everybody fed me in Gonzalez. Mama wasn't able to do a lot of stuff, and she fed a lot of people. Everybody cared. The teacher even sent notes home when you were bad. It takes all of us. Oh Lord, and guess what? We ought to be so in tune with one another when we do see people fall short, when we do somebody stray among, we ought to be enough brother in, to go up and say, Brother Ward, can I speak to you? Not trying to loud talk to me, please, because I got a map. I'm a Christian now, but I say a lot of stuff that y'all don't like. Y'all would say, ooh Lord, where he come from? But David, Brother Ward, you know that's not Christ-like. You ought to be concerned about me. You ought to be caring about me, Elder Carol. Kim, you ought to be concerned enough to say, I want to see you make it. Because we all need to make it. Christianity and saved people ain't about Sam, the Ward family. It's about everybody. Especially the Resurrection Baptist Church. We ought to be, all want to be caring about one another. It's so much gossip in this church, it's a mess. But no, in our churches. Can I put it like this? Did you think, hey brother, you think you need to edit that out? I said, huh? But I'm teaching up here, so what that, they don't want me, they can tell me, they can come back. You must be part of a community of faith, David. A community that loves each other. Hey, that's the whole enchilada about this lesson. It's about love. And we ought to love one another. Concern about one another. What's wrong with saying, oh, Brother Ward, sure is sharp today. Which I am. Y'all ain't said nothing. Y'all ain't said nothing, but I know I am. I know I am, but thank you, Ms. Carol. Hey, it is not interesting that many Christian organizations are actively involved in showing love and charity in those in need.
This seemed to be the hallmark of their outreach to the community. Now I got to give resurrection thumbs up. I'm really serious. When I heard that old Trump, whatever that man's name, fired a lot of people and the people was out of salaries, you know what I mean, everything, and resurrection helped a lot of people. Why did I think that's a love? Am I right or wrong? Hey, Kim, I think that's love. I mean, we ain't had to do that, but we care about one another. That's what I'm talking about, Deke. Lord have mercy. In the class that they let me teach on a regular basis, we got a little old family over there. Miss Carol and Al know they're over there. We got a lot of sick in there. We got a lot of people that got personal problems, you know what I mean? And they are comfortable enough that I allowed it to be in there that they would discuss it right there and not ashamed. I like that. Hey, can I tell you why I like that, Kim? Because we family. And whatever go in this room ought not be taking it out there. Hey, when we get through, we hold hands and we pray. We can't do nothing about their person, everything they do, but we can pray. And that's what Paul was doing. Paul told them, I'm sending little Timothy, a little young boy. And he let them know that I'm not sending no stranger. He's a co-laborer. That meant, you know what the co-laborer mean, I think it mean? That mean his mind is the same mind. His mind, am I right or wrong? I think that's what he's saying, they're right. And when he say something, it's just like me being there. Hey, Kim, I'm tough for you to kill. But then he said, because sometimes you got to announce before people, let people know what's happening. Now Timothy came with them before, but he sent Timothy, young Timothy, by himself. And Timothy was just to go check on them boogers. Mm-hmm. Am I right, Joel? Man, what is wrong with checking on Deke calling me, Deke, or calling Brother Al and say, hey, brother, man, even if he ain't in your group, up on you, and say, hey, man, I'm just thinking about you. How you doing? I saw a brother the other day at Citywide. And I said, man, you gonna see me? He said, oh, yeah, I'll be there. I mean, because of my love. I like that. You know what I mean? Now, that ain't my business where that man gonna be, but I sure did ask him. All right, come on. Paul was at Athens. He expressed his longing to see the Christians in Thessalonians. He was encouraged by the growth and good report he had received. But since he could not personally go to visit at this time, he sent Timothy. And then he's in verse 5, the phrase no longer bearer tells us that Paul had great love for those believers and desired strongly to see them. In other words, it was getting to him. You know, he was concerned. Am I right or wrong? I'm kind of tired. I want to see what Al and Carol are doing. I, you know, now once a month, I call them. I mean, don't get me wrong. They don't mind me calling them. I don't talk alone. I just say, man, I want to see you tomorrow. Duh. What's wrong with that? They my friends. That's what I want to ask you. Have you ever experienced a love so strong from someone that you could not stand being away from them? Deke, have you ever, I know you talk, you can say, but I shouldn't ask you, Deke, because you got your wife, you better say her. Deke, have you ever had an experience alone that you're away from a person? It don't have to be no female. No, it don't have to be no female. I got some partners, man, from the time when I came up here, still in my heart. You know what? And we had a love affair because we do know what we encountered. We went through when we didn't have, we were doing a whole lot of mess. And God still, what we applaud out of all the mess we did when we were stupid, God still keeping us here at our age. They still my dogs. I'm not gonna never turn nobody away from me. If you're my friend, you're my friend. But Dick, have you ever experienced a love affair that's away from you?
Mm-hmm. And I was in Nebraska for 2 years. I was gone for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And so not only my wife, my kids too.
Uh-huh.
Because I would be here, there, whatever.
Amen.
But that, and then when you get back, you feel almost like a stranger because you know you got to go again in a week.
Amen. All right. So yeah.
That fear of being gone all
the time. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ray? I mean, what about you? You know, love affair, you know.
Yeah, I have some friends in Pittsburgh, and I moved here, you know, 35 years ago, give or take. And I still keep up with those same, gentlemen, you know. And but those are the days when I was, you know, not long out of college.
Hey, amen. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And it was just near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
To this day.
All right. Let me get on. I just throw that around because I want to get this. At that time, Paul was concerned about those people simply because at that time, people was persecuted for believing God. Man, you know, you buggers don't even have nobody telling you that you don't have to. And y'all, man, it so look like it's so hard for you to get up. Look like it's so hard for you to witness to somebody else. And ain't nobody telling you better not come. At that time, they had people that persecuted them if they caught them doing the will of God. Am I right, David? That's what he was warning them about. He was warning them, telling them, I'm talking about those Thessalonians. Hey, man, I know y'all doing good. I'm glad. I know that I'm excited that the work that I tried to do with y'all that is paying off. But I want to let you know also that ain't the end of the story. Am I right or wrong? You still gonna have some more problems. That's what life, hey, Dave, that's life. Dave, that's life. Dave, it ain't gonna be rainy. You see the weather now. First of the week, it was cold, unbearable. But now y'all gonna wear short sleeves now. Am I right or wrong? So the life is not gonna never be easy. It's always gonna be some trials and tribulations. James said that. He said, when trials and tribulation. Am I right about it? And am I right? So when he said when, it means they gonna come. Am I right? All right. Somebody read the other verses. No, Kim, keep on doing that. The rest of them, please, Miss Kim. Ain't that a love affair? What kind of love is that though, D? Unconditionally. Unconditionally. That means despite your faults. Am I right or wrong? Despite all the stuff that I still love David. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't hear, but I just love David. I don't know why he got in my life, but I do. Because he's weird. Come on, let's go. Hey, that's confident message, Miss Carol. Hey, D, did you hear what he say? We will be good if we stay fast in the Lord. David, that's good advice. Come on.
I like the point that he always used the word we.
Amen.
He don't say you.
Amen.
I'm in there with you.
Amen.
You know, whatever you're going through, I'm right there with you, not you guys.
Amen. Ooh. Amen. And you know what, though? I'm glad he said that. a lot of times people point their finger at what you got to do. But like he said, they're not including what we got to do. We all in this thing together, Kim. And we all got trials and tribulations and strife and the things that we got to encounter. But we are not alone, and we got to love each other where we won't be alone. Am I right about it? All right, come on. My Lord.
Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your
face. All right. did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? He said, night and day, I'm praying. I'm praying for your faith. I'm praying for what you're doing. I'm praying for you, but I'm praying also for what you're lacking. L-A-C. Lacking. Am I right or wrong? I pick that up though, Dave. I'm praying because we are all lacking something.
All right.
Just because you're a deacon, you don't have it all.
No.
I want you to know that.
Well, Paul, I'm the least.
I'm the least. but Miss Carol, all he was saying is he had real love for those people. Man, real love, that's despite of you. If your tooth is crooked. You still tell her you love her. Now I don't want no crooked mouth woman, but still. But whatever. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
I still love you. We still praying for you. We still concerned. Man, look here. If we just start in resurrection, if we just start over here, I'm talking about a process. I'm talking about a start. Of start picking it up a notch for our love and concern. Don't you know how that love would grow in this whole organism?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you didn't know. I knew it was organism. See? Yeah, this is not a business. This is organism. Am I right or wrong?
Right. All
right. Paul found relief in learning from Timothy that the church was still faithful. Hey, Carol, ain't it good to know that the work that you've done in that boy is paying off, though, David?
I didn't say that too much.
You don't mind me saying that. I know. But look here. He's saying, I found out that everything, you're doing a good work. I got a good report. The church outreach come from our faith. Is your congregation involved in helping others? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we do. We do a lot. It's a lot of places we need to go, but I tell you what, we ought to give thumbs up for where we are right now. Am I right or wrong? I'm proud of that. Timothy reported that these believers wanted to see Paul as much as he wanted to see me, just like y'all. Man, I told y'all already that I'm proud to see y'all on Second Sunday. I hope y'all proud to see me. And I when y'all see me next, let me smile at me, tell me, ooh, I love you, Brother Ward. Cause that make me think I'm doing something right. Am I right or wrong? Do we desire to see spiritual growth in our fellow Christian in faith and action? Paul on affliction seems smaller now that he knew that these Thessalonian believers were still faithful despite the suffering and persecuting they endured. Hey, look here. Hey, David, when I start putting my mind on caring about you, my situation gets smaller. I know you don't believe that. I can get, because I got some problem, O-Sick. I got some things on my mind. I'm telling you right now. But if I be concerned of doing the will of God, teaching the word of God, putting emphasis on loving people, I would forget about all that old stuff that I'm encountering. I know y'all don't believe that, but try it. Try it, Collins. Pick up your love. Look at love. That's what this lesson about. Love, prayer, and encouraging people. Encouraging people, man. Oh, Lord, encourage one another. Paul writes with sheer joy. Joy moved Paul to gratitude. Are we able to genuinely rejoice over a neighbor church that is stronger than we are? We ought not be making no comparison. Am I right, D? I mean, I got old raggedy Chevrolet. I went to an event in the tune of $125 in a I was sharp, I ain't gonna lie. But you know what I did? I got old raggedy Chevrolet. At this hotel, I parked my Chevrolet way back there. And I was walking up to the thing. They didn't know what I was, because I saw Bentleys and I saw Mercedes and all that stuff. But let me tell you something. I was there for a joyous occasion. With what I feel that was lesser than what they had, I was excited about the person. Do you hear what I'm saying? It ain't about me. It's about others sometimes. David? Oh, Lord. Deke, I know you got help today, didn't you? You always want to tell me something. Paul prayed for these Christians night and day and wanted to go there in person to help them in their growth in the era they was lacking. Each new step in our faith journey is a discovery. What good pastoral leadership we can grow with pastoral good leadership, we can grow stronger. Love make the heart stronger, blameless, and ready to stand before the throne of God. Is this not our ultimate goal? We need to aim to finish the earthly race strong, blameless and wholeness. I'm through with what I'm supposed to be trying to do over here. You can pull this thing off now. I think I did my case today. I think I did pretty good to tell people that man, why don't we want to try to be like Paul? Why don't we try to be a stronger Christian and start loving each other instead of talking about each other? I'm still pressing on that because we do talk about each other in the fold. And don't let a sister have a better pair of high heel shoes than you do. Or they got their hairdo better and all that stuff. And you gonna tell another lady that ain't got her hair fixing for years that she thinks she's something. She ain't told you she thinks she all that. She just trying to fix herself up. Like my pretty hair, I fix it up. It's gray, but I fix it up. Anyway, can I be through now? Yeah, are y'all all right now? Now, David, are you all right?
All right
then. It takes a community.